As you open your mind, let life be the start. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. And as you open your ears, let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. As you open your nose, let life be the scent. As you open your mouth, let life be the breath. As you open your hands, let life be the flesh, layer after layer after layer. As you open your heart, let life be the heat. As you open your soul, let life be the torch. And as you open your being, let life be the juice, layer after layer after layer. Good evening, everybody. Good morning to all of you in New York. This is the Inside Hour. You know what day it is. We're crossing over to Wednesday, and I'm Reverend Roxy, and I have got one heck of a show for you tonight. We have got a show tonight. It is so good that you're not going to hear from me much, because I ain't going to be able to get a word in edgewise. Why, this is so heady and so wonderful that we are going to put Dr. Len on with his good friends, and they're going to cut it up. So you know what? If it's early enough, you need to call your friends. This is a special insight. You better put your thinking caps on. You better pay your money so you can get into the archives, because you're going to get the truth tonight. You see, we're talking about the hype, and we're talking about our lives, and we're talking about the truth. And this is going to move you tonight, folks. This conversation, and it's a conversation. Now, I don't know if you're going to be able to get a word in edgewise, but if you know the toll-free number and you want to get a word in edgewise, and we hear the beep, we'll let you in. But we got a lot to share with you tonight. So I'm the last person to tell you this. I'm going to say aloha. You won't be hearing from me, but God is great, God is good, and God is working in all our neighborhoods. Dr. Len, are you there?
Howdy.
All right.
Reverend Roxy Hampton, love you, sister. Awesome, awesome introduction. Thank you so much. Folks, welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Every Tuesday night, 12 o'clock midnight East Coast time, 9 o'clock West Coast, and here in beautiful Hawaii, we are at 7 o'clock in the evening. Every Tuesday, you're welcome to join us. Please call in. Also, Reverend Roxy, I think you might have up there on that bulletin board Don and wonderful Don Newsom and BBS Radio's contact number if you have any questions. We'll give that number out. Get your pencils and papers ready. I want to thank our hosts for this program, our sponsors, that is, HealthyWorldDistributing.com, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. You can get some great products, including a fabulous CD that one of our guests here at the Steam Vent and Health Retreat, Dr. Gary Tunsky, will be joining us this evening. And actually, there's April Renee, too, who has been heavily engaged in the vaccine risk awareness movement, is a firm, staunch advocate of not getting vaccinated, has a lot of wonderful new information to share in that regard, works with dear friends of mine, Ingrid Cassell, Harkins and Don Harkins from the Idaho Observer and Vaccination Liberation Organization at vaclib.org. She'll be joining us briefly tonight as well. We've got an all-star lineup for you tonight, and it's a privilege and pleasure to join you tonight as well as every night on the Insight Hour. Well, it's been an extremely busy day. Just to give you a backup and kind of like an update is what we've been engaged with this last several days. Many of you have been listening to the Insight Hour know that we're advancing the Real Da Vinci Code in a book that's coming out in about 2 weeks. It's called Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. And you're going to be really pleased. We have that on the Internet right now for a free download. You can actually read the whole book right now by going to lovetherealdavincicode.com. Extraordinary revelations insofar as divine human communion. The mathematics and music for the spiritual renaissance. That is what it's going to take us to literally recommune fully with the divine source of all this magnificence and glory. We have the frequencies, we have the tones, we have the physics, we have the mathematics, we have the experts who have testified that this is all real, folks. And what a great and glorious time for these revelations to happen in these end times with maybe about 6 years left in a countdown to the year 2012. Whereby we can all look forward to something major dramatically happening. If you were here the other night at the Steam Van Inn in Hawaii, we were blessed with the presence of Nassim Haramein, who's one of the world's leading physicists, whose calculations strongly indicate that by the year 2012, given the structure of the universe as a double toroid structure, that the black hole or the singularity or the, quote, event horizon of the entire universe will be where we are at as a civilization on this planet, and that the calculations of mathematics and physics that use the Creator's communication scale, that's the scale of numbers, of numerology, of mathematics of music, that prove what these revelations of not only the real Da Vinci Code, but Nassim Haramein's magnificent research, show that we're going to be accelerating, as you have been experiencing an acceleration in your spiritual sensitivities, in the rate at which the synchronicities in your life and the fulfillment of your dreams and goals and prayers have been happening. It is an extraordinary time to be alive. It's a magnificent time for a being of service to the great, glorious Creator and humanity. And that this is accelerating, and Nassim Haramein was here the other night to further explain his magnificent work that feeds into the love, the real Da Vinci Code material, that says that we are entering into that phase. It's explainable when you consider the structure of the universe that is composed of the mathematical matrix of the universe. In the religious world, it's called the Kingdom of Heaven, and it's actually a mathematical matrix. And if you remember, the Bible says the spoken word. In the beginning, there was the Creator, the Word, and the water. The water is the creative juice, the Creator is the source, and the Word is the electromagnetic frequencies of sound that create everything. And according to Nassim Haramein, that level of creation that we're entering into now is going to accelerate dramatically because we're coming over the top of the incredible double toroid structure of the universe, entering into this circular region within the universe, that at which time our own acceleration and spiritual evolution will enhance dramatically. So it is a great celebration, it's a great victory for humanity to be able to elevate and lift ourselves up in terms of the awarenesses that are necessary not only to survive, but to thrive. And so that's a little bit of insight. We've got the documentary called The Love Code. This week, we're just finishing up a two-hour documentary that I've had the privilege to narrate. And so it will accompany the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. You're in for a treat, folks. It'll also be freely downloadable on the Internet, a two-hour documentary, an edutaining documentary that is going to also have the magnificent creative sounds of Scott Huckabee, who is an extraordinary musician. I hesitate to call him a guitarist, since the guitar becomes an extension of him and a spiritual blessing to everyone. And he has taken the real Da Vinci Code, the original musical scale, the Creator's core creative frequencies that we have been unraveling and now advancing with this new work, to play three magnificent new albums. So we're just in the verge of going to press with three brand new over hour-long CDs comprised of music from the Heavenly Throne, from the great Creator's core creative frequencies. And that empowers us, enables us, sustains us, of course. And at the center of that is the love frequency, 528 hertz tone, that is the source of that extraordinary eternal love that the Creator shares for us, and we can share through communion with each other and communication appropriate for the level of awareness that we have achieved and the respect that we have for one another as brothers and sisters, divine co-creators, loving human beings, all family and friends within the divine family. We are praised, we totally are proud and totally privileged and humbled by the opportunity to have the technology of creationism, so that what we can do with that at an urgent time in history when the whole planet needs to be retuned and revitalized and reharmonized and put back into the image of the great Creator. Well, the technology now is the music, and the music is the math, and the math is the Creator's language, and we've got that language, and we've got the knowledge and the awareness and the know-how now to start putting it out. So when you listen to Scott Huckabee, for example, in these three albums, it has an extraordinary effect. Why? Because the Creator, would you expect anything less from the Creator's technology? Of course not. So you as a spiritual being, an energy being, wouldn't you expect to be communing with that frequency vibration, to have all your energy systems and all your chakras and instantaneously entrained and tuned up and revitalized and harmonized and uplifted and sustained by that miracle? Well, that's what we're now engaged in. So for those of you who have been listening to the Inside Hour for months and months and have been looking for more and more greatness coming from our team, well, it's time to celebrate. This has been an extraordinary week. Again, the book has gone to press. The documentary has gone to the printer. The three new CDs by Scott Huckabee using the Creator's music is essentially in the mail to the printing. And March 1st, for those of you who are in the southern, southwestern states, the Health Freedom Expo, put on healthfreedomexpo.com. Go visit it online, healthfreedomexpo.com. We're going to have the weekend, the first weekend, where we're going to have these materials, by the grace of our Creator, available for your perusal and your review, for your purchase, for our signings, and we'll be pleased. I'm going to try to, if I can, bring even Scott Huckabee along with me to Long Beach, California. The weekend, again, is March 2nd. I think it's actually March 3rd through the 5th, that first weekend in March. Look forward to seeing you at Total Health Expo. Well, having said that, again, thanks to HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Thanks to actually Reverend Roxy, who has been working really, really hard, as all of the people on our team have been working here, to create something that's magnificent and sustainable. We have guests here tonight, and I want to begin to introduce them to you. I want to first introduce to you Dr. Gary Punsky, who is a personal hero of mine. He became that way by me hearing him speak. He is, I believe, certainly one of the world's leading health educators. Perhaps I put him at the top of America, certainly health educators. I've not met a more motivating and enlightened health educator, and he is the author of a number of CDs and DVDs, educational materials for the benefit of humanity. I know his heart. He's a loving human being. He has a commitment to service. He's willing and has shown himself to be totally capable and worthy of stepping in the face of the beast and calling it the way it is and putting his own life and his own family and friends potentially even in jeopardy to carry on the great work that he does. So it's an honor and a privilege to introduce to you Dr. Gary Punsky, and maybe Gary will share some words with you as being a guest on the Inside Hour. Gary, welcome.
Thank you, Len. What a wonderful introduction. Well, welcome, audience. This is the real privilege to be here. We just flew in from Florida, and my work has pretty much culminated with 22 years of research, and it's very exciting because I'm finding common denominators between the disease epidemic that's plaguing mankind in these end times. And it's just a real privilege and honor to have the wisdom and the knowledge to actually manifest the knowledge or the edge on knowing to be able to help God's people in these end times protect themselves from these coming plagues from these global elitists, the medical, military, and the industrial complex. And it's interesting that the common denominators, Len, that I'm finding in the disease process is obviously cellular. And if you look at the mainstream teachings of the allopathic westernized sciences, they're taught on the system level of symptomology as opposed to the cellular levels of what's called cellular functional disorders. And what I'm finding in my 22 years of research is there's actually a unified theory of what's called cytopathy, of cellular disease. And it, pretty much what they've done is repackaged the same disease in 20,000 different ways. So instead of having truth at Harvard, Baylor, Stanford, and a lot of the medical institutions that are on the worldly scale of system teaching, what they should be teaching is the unified theory or common denominators between what factors are causing the cellular malfunctioning, which is labeled as dis-ease, or descriptive labels of the same disease.
Gary, I know you're the author, and folks, you need to get The Battle for Health is Over pH. It's available by calling toll-free 888-508-4787. It's available through the HealthyWorldDistributing.com catalog. So HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Look at Dr. Gary Tunsky's contributions there. The Battle for Health is Over pH. Maybe Gary can say a few words about that. And also, I think it's been my favorite for a while. What in the cell is going on? And these are two CDs that are extremely educational. Gary, certainly with regard to cellular malfunction, pH is critical. Share with the audience some, take the next 5 to 10 minutes and give them a summary of how important pH is, why it's so important, and it can't be reinforced enough.
Okay. The audience needs to know, obviously, what pH is, and it's the acronym for power of hydrogen. And the scale is 1 to 14, 14 being the highest in alkalinity, and then 1 being the lowest in the acid range. And, you know, it's interesting that the blood has a narrow window of a 7.365 pH, which creates health. And the body will rob Peter to pay Paul or homeostatically do whatever it takes to keep that narrow window of pH for health. Unfortunately, people are taking in acid foods, acid beverages, even acid emotions. I call them emotional toxins, stress, anger, bitterness, that actually alters the pH to the blood, which is going to eventually alter pH to the fluids, the humoral fluids, and all the way down to the cell level. When that happens, you're going to manifest symptomology of fevers and headaches and dizziness and lethargic conditions and weight problems. That is just a symptom of a underlying factor of pH problems. And everybody that's a farmer out there that knows the importance of pH with the soil, with their microorganisms being soil-based microbes, having to have a perfect pH for the health of the plant, otherwise it starts withering. Somebody who works on pools knows that as soon as a pool water starts turning brown, you're going to have fungus and molds and spores growing on the sides, and that's analogous to us. When we have an acidic pH at the cellular level and at the humoral level, the body will draw in these virulent pathogens that are manifested to feed on the morbid type environment. And the pH is kind of the regulatory authority, Len, of telling the cell whether to degenerate or regenerate. And this is very interesting that there's what's called microzymes, and this was discovered by Antoine Bijan, a brilliant molecular physiologist and a microbiologist who went head-to-head with Louis Pasteur in the germ theory, found that these tiny ferments, which cannot die, even if you heat them to 2,000 degrees, even radiate them, they're the eternal fragments that are connected to our Creator. They are the factors that will tell the cell, hey, look at this organism, whatever, it's a bird or a human, whatever, it doesn't want to live anymore, and the pH actually tells these microzymes to tell the cell to flip right to degenerate instead of flip left to regenerate. And then there's your degeneration of disease, which follows into a morbid state and eventually an early death. So it's very interesting, Len, that when you look at the big picture of cell process, the intelligence, which obviously is triggered by our Creator and the subatomics of the cell, if you look inside the human cell where the nucleic membrane is, where the fluctuating energy fields of the subatomics, your quarks, your neutrinos, your tachyons, your muons, which actually factor into atomic structure. And this is very interesting that once the order comes into the subatomics and once the order comes into the atomic structures, the atoms of the cell, then you get order in the molecular levels. Then you get order to cell process, and the pH is perfected at that point, and now you have obviously an 8-cylinder capacity of health to the 100 trillion cells that make up the body, and then you have perfect health on your hands. Unfortunately,
I love the concept that you just raised because, again, when we've been talking about spirituality being the source of sustenance for all physicality,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you've basically done a beautiful job in explaining how from the smallest micro subatomic particle, which is being infused with that Holy Spirit power of love
mm-hmm.
and sustenance, we have a whole creation, a whole crystallization of physical reality, as well as the sustenance of life. Fascinating.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, then, that, and this is what science really hasn't stumbled onto, they're limited in allopathic teachings. I don't care if you go to Harvard, Baylor, Stanford, Dartmouth. They're limited to what they can see in a microscope, and everybody knows out there who knows true science of quantum physics or quantum mechanics that it's the invisible that creates the visible. And it's hard to kind of understand that if you don't know the quantum level. But this is very interesting also to learn that if you take a human cell, there's a trinity hookup, just like we're triune of spirit, soul, and body. And if you kind of walk inside the human cell and go inside the nucleic membrane, where the fluctuating energy fields are, that is a direct connect to our creator, which gives the intelligence to tell the cell what to do, whether to speed up, slow down, split and divide, move forward to new generations. That DNA coil, which is interesting, is connected to the soul realm of our personality, emotions, and will. And when you have a triune connection between the physical structure of the cell to our physical body through cellular communication, then you have the DNA coil, which is electron on one side and magnetic on the other, which triggers the electromagnetic pulse waves back and forth like a fiber optic phone system. And then you have God's intelligence to the 100 trillion cells that run the cellular engines. I kind of use analogies. These cellular engines are like a lithium battery, and their intelligence comes from that direct connect, if you will, to the subatomics, to our creator. And that's how these cells know how to speed up, synthesize, make hormones, make neurotransmitters, communicate. And it's done like a fiber optic phone system. Every nanosecond, there's 100 trillion cells firing messages back to our creator, back and forth.
Yeah, you know, I want to bring up also that fact that the concept of sin,
mm-hmm.
to be, the Greek term sin means to be off the mark, to
mm-hmm.
be not right on the bullseye,
mm-hmm.
to be out of the law, to be out of the flow, to be out of the mathematical matrix or the electromagnetic frequencies of divinity that certainly holds the greatest blessings. That is exactly what it is that you're talking about, that is the sole source of disease. In that respect, isn't it wonderful that we don't have to have, like you said, all these disease labels?
Mm-hmm.
All we can recognize some simple things are electromagnetics and bioacoustics and resonance with regard to the cellular function, the subatomic particular function, as well as the connection to the divine that really runs it all. And that the process of healing, I'd like to have you share what your perspective is the process of healing, from my perspective, involves every single disease. This is the process of entrainment. That is, we're either in sync, in abiding by the law, in righteousness or right standing within that mathematical matrix of love,
mm-hmm.
or we've stepped out of it and we are in sin, and we are going to hit some intense judgment and karma as a result of our own stupidity, if you will. Go ahead, Gary. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely, Len. And you know, the audience needs to know that one factor that which obviously shut down cell process, which will manifest the symptoms of, you know, your tiredness, your malaise, your depression, your bloating in your stomach, or some type of symptomology that you go to an MD for that's only going to snip the wire with a anti. If you obviously look at, we're supposed to be orderly to our Creator through prayer, and also knowing who we are as a creation for purpose. And if you don't know what your purpose is here on this planet, you will be misaligned or disordered or in chaos to those subatomics, which create disorder to atomic structures, which create disorder to the molecular structures, which would obviously lead to a disorder or malfunction to cell process. And then eventually your organs malfunction, your systems malfunction, and your bodily organisms and all of the systems that run the body becomes disordered or misaligned or non-synchronized. And then eventually dis-ease sets in. And wherever the weakest link is, when in the chain of organs, the path of least resistance, the electromagnetic dead zones, is where the factors of dis-ease will operate. And then it gets back to, I look at it as spiritual toxins, which you mentioned, sin. Then there's soul toxins in the soul realm, you know, stress, anger, worry, anxiety, bitterness, unforgiveness. That will, if you harbor that, I call them emotional toxins or an emotional constipation, if you will. If you hang on to it, it will manifest physical illness. And then again, we got to add to that toxic soup of what we eat, we drink, we breathe, we bathe in, and also inject. And then eventually the blood, the life of the flesh is in the blood, becomes contaminated. And then that blood river is not a river of life anymore. It's a river of death and disease. And then wherever your weakest link is, your path of least resistance, these toxic debris and residue from coming from sin in the spiritual realm, the soul realm, and physical realm will eventually get deposited in weak tissues and organs. And it's very interesting, Len, too, that the Ani seems to know that the body is so intelligent that it will never dump these virulent toxins in areas that are strong points of priority organs or tissues. It would always pick non-priority organs and tissues as a deposition or a storage bin, and it's always going to pick the wrists, carpal tunnel, the elbows, osteoporosis, I mean, in the bones, and then you have your arthritic conditions and joints. Then you also have the dump zone of ankles, and you have the edema. If it's in the toe, it's going to be called gout with the uric acid crystals being dumped there. If the heavy metals are dumped in the brain, you're going to get some type of dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's label. So it's interesting that when the toxic load from spirit, soul, and body supersede the elimination capability day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, decade by decade, eventually your payday comes in the form of dis-ease, and then medical science slaps a label describing where the cellular malfunctioning is.
Gary, now I know what runs your life and moves your heart is the ability to contribute so beautifully and articulately to humanity with regard to these very, very, very important and freeing, certainly pharmaceutically freeing truths, and that my own feeling, and I know that you share it, and I'd like to certainly have you speak on this. Many of the, all of the things that you're talking about, whether it's diet, nutrition, and stress management, and living a good life, an attitudinally pure life, sustaining and rejuvenating and uplifting attitude about life, that all of that is important. Everything from what you put in your body in terms of the food and the water, as well as the air, to what you're putting into your blood from your own stressful thoughts. Certainly all of that is important, but I'd like to have you comment on, you know, what you, what with your wisdom you see with regard to, for example, my grandfather who lived a life like what you're talking about. He prayed incredibly intensely, 3 hours a day, for every day he prayed. He did what's called Lake Tefillin. He was a Jewish Orthodox person who just loved the Creator and loved the greatest asset in his life was the service that he rendered to his beloved wife, Betty. And he smoked Camel cigarettes unfiltered for over 75 years, and that never killed him.
Mm-hmm.
What killed him was his losing his beloved, and that ultimately 2 weeks later he died. And when I was there at the hospital, the surgeon came up from the morgue and said, "I can't believe that this man had lived for the last 20 years because every single bone, muscle, and organ throughout his entire body was riddled with cancer." And so from my grandfather's perspective, what kept him alive was the service to his wife, the socially loving expression to his beloved, and his deep, devout connection to the Almighty. And so from your perspective, give us a breakdown, if you would, of where the spiritual life fits in, as well as where you see after that, where you see the critical requirements for somebody who is of a spiritual bent or a spiritual sensitivity or awakened in consciousness, if you will, to take care of that sovereign spirit-filled temple and how to best do that and continue to do it from everything from the way you think to the way you eat. Take it away.
All right. Thanks, Len. Again, Len emphasized something that's actually extremely important to know, that the power behind health, if you choose between spirit, soul, and body, is obviously the spirit. That is the strength or the factors behind, obviously, cell process and organ process and system process of order or disorder. So prayer, meditation, you know, getting into communion with our Creator and meditating on the scriptures. And in that area of quiet time, you can align your spiritual side of cell, the spiritual side of man, with the spirit of Yah, of our Creator, And eventually everything else creates order as far as immune system, your endocrine system, your neurological systems. And this is something that medicine cannot do, is create homeostasis or balance. Everything they use is disorder or chaos, which creates a malfunctioning in cell process. And so, you know, even in my life, even in my practice, you know, even praying with my patients, and also, you know, communing with God, and even worshiping, you know, doing singing and praises to Him through voice, because obviously His Word created us. You will supersede anything really physically, Len. I mean, I'm not saying it's a license to go out and eat what you want, drink and bathe or whatever, but the strength behind whether you're sick or whether you're healthy is the spiritual side of man, and that gets back to, you know, communion to our Creator.
Hallelujah. I praise. Thank you for saying that. I praise the Creator for giving you the insight and the wisdom, as well as your educational upbringing to see that. I think that that's so important. For everybody listening, that's, again, like Gary said, it's not a license to go out and do yourselves in if you feel like you're spiritually evolved. It is an opportunity for you to realize that there's a saving grace by the blessing of our Creator to sustain us from the spiritual, when we've got a destiny to fulfill, a divine destiny of service to humanity, then we will be sustained. We will be saved. We will be cured, healed, and we can move on. But again, it's extremely important to recognize that we are the Holy Spirit-filled temples. That's our vehicle of consciousness, and that it demands respect because it's, as Gary says, a creation that the Creator blessed us with. There's only one thing like it in the universe, and it's you. And that in and of itself deserves your most profound respect, love, appreciation, and sustaining behavior.
Absolutely. And it's interesting, you know, my project I'm working on is called Healing Thyself, C-E-L-L. And as we commune as special creations to 6 billion people on this planet, we're supposed to be communing back to our Creator. And the ultimate goal is our Creator would love to have all 6 billion plus in alignment with Him and having communication and having the factors of relationships. And unfortunately, people that choose to walk away or they choose to not commune, and then eventually it will affect their lives physically, emotionally, and in a sickness or a disease process. And that's just, you know, that sickness is God telling you, please come to me, draw to me, and come back if you've fallen away. Or if you are an atheist or an agnostic, to actually, you know, look to me, and I will be your healer. And there's this, you know, scripture that even promises, I heal all thy diseases, not just some of them. And by speaking that truth and by believing it also in belief and hope that comes in to communion, I see miracles happen in my practice where I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I really had nothing to do with that healing. It was a supernatural healing, but they decided at that point to be better instead of bitter. Some people take the road of bitterness when they get sick. Some people make themselves better and draw themselves closer to our Creator. And that's one of the biggest factors that I've seen, whether you get well or not.
Totally, I totally agree. Now, you have a special friend with you, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And let's introduce April. Gary, why don't you introduce April for the audience?
All right. April Renee is my fiance, and we team up together, and she pretty much bridges the gap for me as far as solution, but she's got a very, very powerful message to the world. A lot of people don't like to hear it, but it is the vaccine issue. Most people are been told that we need vaccines and vaccines are safe and effective. And April, special godly child and angel, Casey, ended up getting injured, became autistic, and then eventually died from the vaccine injury, what I call VIDS, the vaccine injury diseased syndrome instead of SIDS. And so she's got an awesome, awesome message for us tonight at the time allotted. And so I'll go ahead and introduce her. Her name is April Renee.
Thank you so much.
April, welcome to the Insight Hour.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for having us here.
My pleasure. It's such a wonderful thing to have you here in beautiful Hawaii. We're usually commuting as extended family in Florida.
It's absolute paradise.
Yeah, so tell us what brings you to Hawaii. What are you doing for the vaccine initiatives in Hawaii?
Well, we have two presentations, one in Maui and one on the Big Island on the 16th and the 17th. And we're, you know, all about just exposing the truth and saving humanity, Lynn. I mean, babies today, unfortunately, autism is what I represent in honor of Casey. She was labeled autistic, but of course it was a vaccine-induced autism. And you know, it's one in 80 little boys today, not counting ADD and ADHD, which is every other child today.
Freaking sad. Isn't that hideous?
It's devastating, and that's not even counting the labels that they give us later in life, like arthritis and diabetes and all this, and our researchers are clearly showing that the vaccines are the delivery system, because within 3 hours of birth, they're injecting, as fast as they put a thermometer under these children's arms, they're putting a needle in their arms, and they're getting 45 injected vaccines by the time they're 6 months of age. And then these vaccines contain not only thimerosal, which is a mercury derivative, but formaldehyde, aluminum, aborted fetal tissue, animal viruses. And we're wondering why the disease process has taken hold. And it's really, really clear. And what I do is focus, now that Casey's not here anymore, is I focus on traveling the nation doing Educate Before You Vaccinate presentations and just showing everybody, for that matter, that everything we're told about vaccinations is not true. We're told you can't go to school without them. It's not true. We're told that they eradicate diseases. These diseases were coming down. I show the charts in the presentation. They were coming down because of better sanitation and nutrition, over 75%, before the pharmaceutical companies introduced the vaccine and took credit for it. So there's a big money-making business for our pharmaceutical companies, and that's why I feel it's imperative that we get the misinformation we've been told by medical doctors, because unfortunately the medical doctors, the schools are funded by the pharmaceutical companies, so there's most of them are just misinformed. So even those, I'm opening their eyes. I had a registered nurse even at a presentation that told me that the disease charts that I show of the decline, that they show the same charts in medical school, but only from the point where the pharmaceutical company introduces the vaccine down.
Well, that's actually totally correct. It's sick. I had the opportunity once several years ago to debate somebody from Centers for Disease Control who showed those types of graphics, and their persuasion, they're called classically persuasion graphics, whereby my slides went way back just like yours do, you know, 40, 50 years earlier, and showed the dramatic decline of the infectious diseases that came about, as you say, because of improvements in hygiene and nutrition, not the vaccines.
And that's why, you know, so many parents are being misled, and that's, you know, sickness and disease, and they're even passing now that I'm sure you've probably heard the human papillomavirus they're recommending for 11 to 12-year-old little girls.
Well, we had a radio show yesterday morning in KKLV Las Vegas, and I think I'll be, I've been invited to join Lou Epton and Dr. Tom there every Monday, folks, in Las Vegas. I'll be probably on radio in Las Vegas at KKLV. And that was the issue that we had discussed also. This is a hideous, hideous genocidal agenda, nothing more than that, to be injecting these even 9-year-old children with these vaccines for sexual activity is akin to injecting infants, 12-hour-old infants, with the hepatitis B vaccines, which is a sexually transmitted problem to begin with, most far and away. The only other risk group is, I know, April, you know, the drug users and the healthcare professionals who stick themselves with bloody needles during AIDS patient care primarily, and that this is the reality. We have a system that is insane, completely out of control, except for it's been very well controlled by the pharmaceutical industrialists, doing exactly what they want, making a lot of people sick, making a lot of money off of humanity's suffering.
That's right, and they really control this whole world, I've realized, since Casey's death. I mean, they control our government. Bush Sr. used to be a board member for Eli Lilly, the manufacturer of the mercury in vaccinations. They control our health departments. They control our school boards. They financially fund every vaccinated child in the schools, every vaccinated child in the pediatrician's office. Pediatricians are vaccine clinics, I've realized. Without vaccines, they would not have a business. So it gets their money, as Gary says, Dr. Tunsky says, their money go round, get us sick and keep us sick. It's a delivery system of sickness and disease. And it has to be exposed. Parents have to know that there's exemptions to get into school. You go to your local health department. You say, it's a religious belief. You believe God created this perfectly, fever, vomiting, diarrhea, with vaccines against, you know, your perfection of creation. Then it's against your religious belief. They must give you an exemption. The school board must accept it. But, of course, we're not told this.
Yeah, well, that's the case for vaccines throughout the United States, and including here in Hawaii. But let me ask you something. This is not the case for tuberculosis skin testing. This is not the case for 100-year-old, this year, 100-year-old test. Now, you think about this, folks. What in medicine today is still being done that was instituted 100 years ago? It was only about 60 years ago that physicians were recommending people smoke cigarettes for their health. So, April, tell us from your perspective here in Hawaii, how important is our political, legislative, as well as judicial? We're actually engaged in two lawsuits currently where we're funding our ministry with your support, folks, those of you who have supported the HealthyWorldDistributing.com website, have bought books, tapes, videos, DVDs, CDs, health products, health equipment from HealthyWorldDistributing.com, which literally funds our ministry so that we can continue to do this kind of work, being on the front lines of hideous issues such as the one we're talking about. We do not have the right to send children to public or private schools here in the state of Hawaii without getting TB skin tested. April, how important is this political, legislative, and judicial initiative that our ministry is currently engaged in to draw the line to sustain our religious freedom in the United States?
Oh, it's extremely important, Lynn, and we have to take our rights and our power back because the pharmaceutical companies have so much control. This information, of course, we don't see on the media because every other commercial is drug commercial. We have to come together as people who are aware of the truth and expose the truth to humanity, because everyone is just totally brainwashed to believe that all these antigens, you know, I mean, the TB is obviously a vaccine as well. All these vaccines are necessary to continue health instead of realizing, like a broken arm or a cut finger, our Creator has it all under control.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Creator.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. He's our master physician, and we've given his power and his abilities to medical doctors who literally have a godlike mentality. And I thank God for the chiropractors because they're really back, and they're my spine and my backbone in this cause, because they've been saying forever not to vaccinate and exposing the truth about vaccinations, because they believe the body has the innate ability to heal from the inside out. So they've released the blockages so God can do his job. Whereas medical doctors feel they are God, godlike mentality, and heal from the outside in. Take a pill for this, take a pill for that. And as Dr. Tunsky says, instead of, you know, putting oil in the engine, they snip the wire to the blinking oil light and think they fixed the problem.
What a sick and sad American medical cult. You know, it's just like unbelievable. It is truly beyond description when you really begin to realize the genocide and how it's being played.
Well, I can't tell you clearly how I was shown by the Creator when my daughter passed away that this is his battle. My website even says the task ahead of us is never as great as the power behind us.
Give people your website address.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, the website is www.vacinfo.org. That's V as in Victor, A-C-I-N-F-O.org. And we're just a group of people that are trying. Actually, right now, VIC is the name of the organization, VIC, which stands for Vaccine Injury Coalition. And I'm actually in the process of changing that to Vaccine Injured Children, because these are the children that God is using to wake us up. I mean, he made it very clear to me when she passed, this is his battle. Take a breath. We got work to do. Every other child, we have a walking generation of zombies right now, infantile diabetes, pediatric brain cancers, autism, ADD, ADHD. Every child who receives a vaccination is going to have some type of disease label to wake us up to what we're doing.
And you know what really gets my goat is when I'm watching mainstream media and the television and they have celebrities. We were in the theater the other night, actually in a movie theater. We paid, I think, $7 a ticket to watch about 15 minutes of infomercials before the feature started, one of which was St. Jude's Hospital or St. Luke's Hospital for Cancer. There was a slew of celebrities who were touting the need for people to send their money in whereby they said 85% of your money goes directly to research in cancer at St. Jude's Hospital. Well, you know, the bottom line is that it's all run by the same cancer industry. They're not going to take the research that Dr. Tunsky or myself or other of our colleagues are going to be advancing now with sound and light and frequencies and spirituality and the power of hands-on healing and prayer and run that through their clinics as definitive research. And so your money is going to simply fund the same old scam. So my encouragement to you folks listening, it's not that I have a belief that all those celebrities that are touting send your money into St. Jude's or, you know, the Cancer Society or the American Red Cross. You know, I think it's the American Red Double Cross. You know, they're in ignorance. They're simply thinking like I did years ago when I was training about 30,000 healthcare professionals between 1990 and 93, that it was good to go out and get vaccinated with hepatitis B vaccine as a dental professional. I mean, I was brainwashed. I was mind controlled, but I didn't even know it. And the same thing with these folks. You know, you've got to really learn to be, you know, sharp, as, you know, wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. You've got to develop a level of discernment over what's being said, even by people who are well-known in Celebrityville.
Yes, we've got to wake up the world, and that's really what my message is all about, mine and Gary's both, because I kind of am the appetizer, and his is the meal of just, you know, literally a John the Baptist message, because we're just so misinformed about everything. And please, I encourage anyone that's in the area, especially in Hawaii, on 16th, you can go to the website, thevacinfo.org, and under the lecture link, see the list of the presentations, and it's a unbelievable presentation, the cause and reversal of all disease labels. Gary calls it 10,001 labels, which of course is one disease, cellular malfunction, which is the toxic buildup via the vaccines and all the things that we eat, breathe, and drink. So, I mean, it's just an unbelievable message, and I encourage anyone to come and see the message.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, April. While we're talking about upcoming events, again, I want to reiterate on March the 2nd, the Health Freedom Expo begins in Long Beach, California. I'll be there. Gary Trudeau, Kevin Trudeau, Gabriel Cousins, a number of very well-known people are going to be featured as speakers at this Health Freedom Expo 2007 in Long Beach, California. The website to get more information is www.healthfreedomexpo.com. I'm also going to be upcoming. There is going to be a conference called Total Health Expo in Toronto. All the folks from Canada listening, probably North America's biggest and finest alternative medicine meeting and consumer health meeting is in Toronto, typically every April. This year, it's April 13th through the 15th. It's going to be at the main convention center in downtown Toronto, and there's going to be a host of great speakers there. David Wolf is one. He's very much into natural nutrition. Numerous others, Gary Young, many, many people. I'm wondering whether Gary Tunsky is going to be there this year speaking. If not, well, he'll be sorely missed. But, folks, that's Total Health Expo 2007. The contact folks are CHOC, C-H-O-C, I think it's .org. Can it stand for Canadian or Consumer Health of Canada. Consumer Health of Canada organization puts on every year Total Health Expos in Toronto. This year I'll be in Toronto speaking on, I think it's Saturday the 14th, as well as Sunday the 15th. I'll be in on Friday night, and please come enjoy the entire event. You'll have a tremendous amount of education available to you. The Santa Fe conference is upcoming, too, the following weekend, April 20th through the 25th. It's actually almost a full week-long program. The International Conference on Science and Consciousness is going to be taking place in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I'll give you a telephone number to call there. You want to contact Linda at 505-474-0998. That's area code 505-474-0998. The conference, again, the International Conference on Science and Consciousness, and I will be presenting on Love the Real Da Vinci Code material. It won't be titled that because we made this date about a year ago before the book even was conceived. So, but at any rate, you'll be getting the latest update there, and we will be in Santa Fe. We'll have all the books, tapes, DVDs, etc., all the new material. So please join us at this wonderful conference. There's also likely going to be doing a vaccine-related lecture on the 19th. That's still in the works. We haven't confirmed it. I've got to get some more information, but that'll be on the 19th, Thursday night in Santa Fe. Then, of course, there is the Earth Transformation Conference in Kona, Hawaii on May 11th and 12th and 13th, the weekend of the 11th through 13th in Kona, Hawaii, where I'll be back here on the Big Island and speaking at the Earth Transformation Conference. Contact Dr. Michael Sala, is putting it together, 808-323-3400. Don't miss, if you're in the San Francisco area, the weekend of the 25th through the 27th of May, Conspiracy Conference. Brian Hall and friends will be bringing you the best of the folks who deal with conspiracy theories. Again, I'll be blessed to be there presenting on Love, the Real Da Vinci Code material, and it'll be a great event for people in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it's worth it to drive several hours if you can to get there. That's going to take me to July. I'll be in Hong Kong presenting at the World Organization for Natural Medicine meeting in Hong Kong in the middle of July, and that we've just scheduled for New York City, folks on the East Coast. New York, there's going to be a fantastic event happening the 18th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Put it down in your calendars on in New York City with David Wolf and Company. We're going to be just, I can tell you, I'm so excited about working with David Wolf. He's an extraordinary human being, and he's got a team of people that are high-level players in a planetary transformation movement that is unstoppable. So that's going to be in the middle of August. That's essentially what my schedule looks like. April, do you have any other upcoming events that you want to tell folks about?
Oh, yes, sir. I have, if you go to the website, I can't even keep up with them. If you go to the website, vacinfo.org, I have a lecture link and a list of the upcoming, the next couple of months is already up there, but I'm going to California next month. Gary and I both are going to California next month, and we just got back from Arizona, so we're traveling. Thank God doors are opening. We're saving so many lives, and I encourage anyone, because this is not about the love of money. The love of money is why all these babies are being injured. Anyone who wants to schedule a presentation, you know, get the people in front of us. We will do the dirty work. We don't charge a dime. It's all about just waking up people to the truth. I have an already made flyer I'll put together for you. Just contact me. Do you mind if I give my 800 number?
Of course, we'd love you to.
Okay, it's 800-939-8227. Anyone who has any questions about vaccinations or if they want to book a presentation, again, you just give me a call. I'll put a flyer together for you, get the location, you promote it, and we'll come out and wake people up to the truth. And we just thank everybody's support.
Well, thank you, April. Thank you, Gary Tunsky, for joining us on the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. I want to thank Reverend Roxy Hampton, who opened the show. We'll hear next week a little bit more from Reverend Roxy. She's heavily engaged in the Turtle Party, the Love the Earth Party, and I think it's a fantastic effort that she's doing there. I also want to encourage you to contact Reverend Roxy Hampton and the ministry that she directs, which is called, I love it, it's called Raising Cain Ministry. And she is probably one of the world's foremost authorities in Cain and Cain juice. And did you know the old Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser that we've been recommending for detoxification for years was best done using cane juice, and raw cane juice is what we're squeezing here, fresh squeezed in Hawaii, thanks to Reverend Roxy Hampton, and she's engaged in researching now how to ship it to the mainland. So if you're interested in getting a gallon or even a box of the most delicious sorbet made with fresh cane juice that you've ever tasted in your life, you can call area code 2263. That's area code 808-965-2263. Or, easy way to remember it, it's 965-C-A-N-E, as in Cain. I want to thank tetrahedron.org for all the support and publishing and for the work that we're currently taking to press right now. It'll be available by the 1st of March. If you want to order your copies of Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, again, you have a blessing on the Internet awaiting you at lovetherealdavincicode.com. The ebook is freely downloadable. The hardcover is going to be $23 and change. It's about the same cost as Healing Celebrations. And that toll-free number to call to order any one of these materials we've talked about from the HealthyWorldDistributing.com catalog is 888, toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. I want to highly encourage you to tell all your friends and family members who you love. You don't have to tell the people you don't like. Just tell the people that you love, you want to bless. There's bbsradio.com. And for those of you who have joined us here on the Inside Hour and many of the other fine hosts that work with Don Newsom and Doug Newsom from BBS Radio, we want to thank you. We want to encourage you to tell everybody that the archive files are available. It's just a couple dollars a month as a donation to BBS Radio to have fabulous programs, educational opportunities available to you virtually 24 hours a day. And it's all online, available. We're going to also be coming to you via video feeds in the near future on bbsradio.com. So thanks. Send your prayers also out to support Don Newsom and family, keeping BBS Radio as strong and growing as it has been. Let's see. I want to thank one more person. I want to thank this week a fellow who's worked really hard this week, and I can tell you personally, like last night, he pulled an all-nighter. He didn't sleep one instant. He was up all night editing the third album. His name is Scott Huckabee. The album's titled Walk on Water, and it is really, really fine. This is a fellow who, it's interesting, you know, most of you know me as a Christian Jew. And here is a fellow who comes out of the New Age. In fact, he's been cited by Jonathan Goldman, who I have tremendous esteem for, the world's leading toning expert, Jonathan Goldman, who put together the Holy Harmony CD. If you haven't gotten it, you've got to get it. It's the most powerful healing and meditation and prayer-enhancing CD on the planet. Jonathan Goldman's done that work. It's on the HealthyWorldDistributing.com website. Check it out. Check out the testimonials that dozens of people have written in thanking us for producing that album. Well, Scott Huckabee's three albums are going to come out in the next month, too, and I want to thank Scott Huckabee for the magnificent work. By the way, Jonathan Goldman, christened Scott Huckabee the Jimi Hendrix of New Age music. Well, you know, the Jimi Hendrix of New Age music has just met Dr. Len Horowitz, who shared with him the creator's musical scale, and he's produced in a brilliant way the most magnificent music that is going to balance your chakras, open your heart, and literally help you to commune fully with our divine creator. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. It's been a pleasure, privilege every week to join you on the Inside Hour. Love you. Keep it up. Keep the celebration going. We're in the spiritual renaissance. Love you. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.